You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm. Time to go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Ben in Southern California. Ben, thanks for being patient. How you doing, brother?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Did you enjoy our Vegas talk?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. I've never been there before.
Yeah, a lot of that stems from my time in San Diego when Vegas was such a quick trip.
Man, I wish I can go. I'm 25 years old and married, so I'm poor. But I was going to say, as far as uniform choice, orange on white all day.
Yeah,
orange top, white pants.
Love that look.
That's my
orange
number
on
one.
White. Oh man, that was ridiculous. I thought that's a fresh look. But I'm kind of torn as far as draft choices, and maybe you guys can clear it up. Like, I'm thinking they either go. I like the idea of building a team around the quarterback and getting a receiver and offensive lineman and maybe another weapon in the second round. So once you get that established quarterback in the future, because I don't think we have it on the roster, you know, we have weapons in place and all you need to do is put the signal caller back there. But at the same time, then building a solid defense, like getting the two guys from Washington, Shelton and Kikaha, is that how you say it?
The outside linebacker?
That guy's legit. That guy in the second round's legit. He led the league in sacks. So I'm kind of torn and going between building an offense and building a defense, and I wonder what your guys' perspective was on that.
So it's interesting, and thank you so much for the call, Ben. I'm fine with the idea of us going defense with the first two picks. Now, I also want those wide receivers. I want to get one of those wide receivers, but I do think we can get a very good one at 43. If Dorial Green Beckham's there at 43, I will beg and I will plead for the Browns to take Dorial Green Beckham.
If he's not, and it's Devin Smith
or Funchess,
who do you like over those two?
I think it's fine. Green Beckham is the kind of guy that if it were not for, you know, his off the field issues, he would be number one on the board. And even Dane Brugler's right upon him. That's what he's saying too. So take that, Gibbs. But yeah, there are a lot of receivers there. But I'm fine with building the defense because if we have a lockdown defense with our offensive line, we're gonna be able to run the football. And I like Crow, I like West. We don't need Gurley. If you want to draft a running back later on, I guess fine. But I don't think you need to put any – right now, I don't think that's where we need to put any more of our assets. I think we're in pretty good shape there.
Do you think it's almost a certainty that if we go defense, we'll go offense in the second round and most likely wide receiver?
Yes. I think the first three picks need to feature a defensive tackle, an edge rusher, and a receiver or a tight end.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I think in any order,
as long as you get the top guy on your board,
right. And if you do that, I think the Browns are going to be in excellent, excellent shape.
Gibbs, would you be happy with that if it's the top guy on the board? We go D line, outside rusher, wide receiver.
I gotta see it on the field.
Wait, what was that? No.
If we get the best player on Ray Farmer's board at 12, 19, and 43 in any order, as long as and it's defensive tackle, outside pass rusher, wide receiver, or tight end.
I'm fine with that. I would put tight end fourth, but I'd be fine with that. I think that'd be great. You know, don't give me the idiot that failed the drug test at the combine.
Randy Gregory,
yeah,
not on your draft board.
He's not on my board.
Randy Gregory's not for now, but
I need relatively intelligent people that have common sense.
What I want to know though is answer this for me: is Dorial Green Beckham on your board?
I'd put him on.
You'd put Dorial Green Beckham on the board.
Yeah, because the kid was in college. He made a mistake. He was in college.
Okay.
He wasn't getting ready for his professional career and walking in smoking some weed the week before or whatever he did.
The reefer.
Yeah. Yeah, you're an idiot. Like, you know you're going to get drug tested, so you're going to do it anyways. Like, clearly you're not intelligent, so.
Or clearly you just don't care.
Well, okay, so why would you pick him?
I still would take him at 19 because he's talented. I want him to care. I want to turn him into a guy.
You are blind.
I want to turn him into a guy who does care. Let me just say this, though. So you would take Green Beckham, even though he had problems in college, much like Josh Gordon had problems in college.
Fine.
But these are not the same problems. But this is what, just so people understand, here are the red flags on Green Beckham. Two arrests for marijuana possession, first in October 2012, then in January in 2014. Those charges were dismissed when another person in the car where the drugs were found took ownership.
Shocking.
Was dismissed from Missouri after allegedly forcing himself into an apartment and pushing a female down the stairs. Was not charged because no one pressed charges.
Shocking.
Could enter the NFL to strike against him when it comes to domestic abuse, not in terms of substance abuse. And in fact, they say now, though, they do not believe that he will enter with any strikes on his record. So if he comes in with no strikes on his record, he's been out to prove to everybody that he's a totally different guy. If that's the case, you're okay with it.
Yeah.
He's the number one receiver on the board. An NFL prospect, this is what Brugler says, an NFL prospect with rare physical traits. He's the type of wide receiver that even when covered, he's open due to his gargantuan size and freakish athleticism.
Yeah, I'm okay Calvin with Johnson a guy that admitted his mistakes, is trying to make good and trying to do the right thing, as opposed to a guy that just blatantly says, oh, I got a problem. I just decided I was going to smoke anyways, even though that it was the draft.
All right. 216-578-0850. He's got some fans on Twitter. My guy at Coach Dre Clark's calling for him. Let's go to Hiram. Hiram, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I want to talk some draft and some of what I would do, put it to you like that. I agree that the defensive line, outside linebacker, and wide receiver are the first three picks in no particular order.
Okay.
My opinion, Matt, is this, and Nathan, is this. I think 12 is too high for Danny Shelton. My personal opinion.
Because he's a two-down player?
No, I think he's a three-down player, but I think there are, in my opinion, I think there are guys who are just as good, if not better, that you can get later on in the draft.
Right, you said you're Malcolm not a Brown Shelton fan.
Well,
so,
no, let me tell you, I think Malcolm Brown is a better player, and some guys on Twitter, the draft guys that I talk to on Twitter, each one of them told me that talent-wise, and I keep talking about this guy, Jordan Phillips
out of Oklahoma.
I'm telling you, Nathan.
And he's been in for a visit as well.
Yes, he has. Now, I'm going to surprise you. I love Nate Orchard in the second round if they go wide receiver.
Okay.
And the guy who makes the most sense, before I get to the guy who I'm going to surprise you with, the player that makes the most sense at 12 is Bud Dupree with his versatility in his defense. That's my opinion. But here, Nathan, this is what I would do. Hello?
Yep, we're listening.
I'm gonna surprise you who I'm gonna take at 12.
Okay.
I've been talking about this guy. He is a stud. Nobody talks about him. His name is Oamogbe Odigwua from UCLA.
From UCLA. Oa. Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of people think he'll be there at 19, though.
That guy, he might not be there. That guy is. You know who he reminds me of, Matt?
Who?
He reminds me of DeMarcus Ware at 270 pounds.
Okay.
Now my only question about him, two questions is. Can he drop back in the coverage? Because he didn't do that at UCLA. I'm pretty sure he can because he's a good athlete.
But also, just to let you know, Sean Merriman, a guy who was actually drafted after DeMarcus Ware in that 2004 draft or 2005 draft, which was a pick that was acquired via the Eli Manning Phillip Rivers trade. Sean Merriman in 3-4 defense dropped into coverage 5% of the time. The guy was coming. He was that dominant, like DeMarcus Ware. You're coming every time, okay? And then you build around that. And that's where again, I like a guy like Danny Shelton because Danny Shelton, from a three-point stance, to work the A-gaps, to work the nose, you know, the center and the two guards, you got a guy who plays in the offensive backfield, coming every play, along with a dominant pass rusher. And in our scheme right now, it's Paul Kruger, who's coming 90% of the time and not dropping.
Yep.
So, yes, I love a diverse outside linebacker, but if he's that good of a pass rusher, I want my guy coming. And we need a guy that can bring flexibility and still be a threat, you know, opposite Paul Kruger.
Get in there. Gibbs, I want to ask you a question.
Yo.
Why did you retweet that tweet that said arguing about whether or not Dorial Green-Beckham will be there in the second round is stupid because he won't be there?
He won't be. Someone will take him in the first round.
They should, but Mel Kiper just did his thing today and has him going 45th. So
no
at least
way.
In Mel Kiper's mind, it's a discussion.
No way.
That means a dozen teams pass on him twice.
Yeah, I respectively disagree with Mel Kiper.
What do you?
He doesn't make it out of the first round. You don't think Belichick might run to the podium?
Sean Payton. He's the guy.
I think in New Orleans or New England. A lot of people think New England, though, is going to take a corner at the end of the first round.
Well, that would make more sense for them. But if Beckham is on the board, how do you not at least?
Because people don't want – they don't – listen, why did the Honey Badger go in the third round? Why did Randa Moss fall to what, 18th overall?
Randa.
Why did Randa Moss?
I love Randy.
Randa Moss.
I was calling his games in college, him and Pennington.
Gibbs.
It was disgusting.
Gibbs.
I hate Pennington.
Wow.
Who would you say?
That's a story for another time.
Is the best receiver in the NFL? That'd be Randa Moss. Who would you say has the best hands of any receiver in the NFL? Randa Moss. It's one of my favorite interviews ever. I love that guy. Randy Moss. Maybe there will never be another one like Randy Moss. So I'm looking up right now. So at CBS, they've got Rob Rang, they've got Dane Brugler, and they've got Pete Prisco, all making picks. Okay?
Okay.
Doriel Green Beckham does not go in the first round for any of those three gentlemen.
But he does in Jason Gibbs' mock draft.
But so to say that it's ludicrous. Now, in reality, he may go in the first round. But to say that it's ludicrous, when all the people who are our quote-unquote experts, and you love Dane, that's why I had to see if Dane did it, I think he should go in the first round. He's that good. But if he's there at 43, I mean, come on, people. Wake up and smell the roses. Doriel Green Beckham is there. All right, that's all I'm saying. There it is. All right, we'll be back with more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.